哈利路亚，愿大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，peace be with you all。
我们这一节的讲题是耐心等候神。
The topic for this session is wait for your God always。
我们这个星期从赫西亚书里面来找出信仰复兴的三部曲。
This week from the book of Hosea, we went through the trilogy of the revival of faith。
首先，我们要回转归向神。
First, we have to return to God。
第二，我们已经讲了，要寻求。认识神。
Second, we've talked about to seek and know God.
那我们来讲第三点。
Now we'll talk about the third part.
就是耐心等候神。
Which is to patiently wait for God.
我们看何西阿书十二章的第六节。
Let's turn to Hosea chapter 6 verse 12.
何西阿书十二章的第六节。
Excuse me, Hosea chapter 12 verse 6.
十二章六节。
Chapter 12, verse 6.
所以你当归向你的神，谨守仁爱公平，常常等候你的神。
So you, by the help of your God, return, observe mercy and justice, and wait on your God continually.
这里说到我们归向神之后，我们要学习等候神。
Here it says that after we have returned to the Lord, we have to learn to wait on God.
生活当中啊，我们常常遇到很多事情，都需要我们等候。
In our daily life, we have encountered so many things that require waiting.
你等公车。
We have to wait for bus.
公车不会按你的时间，它有它的时间表。
The bus has its own schedule. It doesn't follow your schedule.
你既然要中国坐公车，你就要等公车的时间。
If you choose to take a bus, then you have to follow its schedule.
等飞机也是一样。
Same with airplane.
你去餐厅，下了单了，订了菜了，那也不是马上来，也要等。
Same when you go to a restaurant after you have made an order, you have to wait.
你考试考完了，成绩不会马上出来，你也要等。
After you have taken an exam, the score is not going to come out right away. You have to wait for it.
你种的东西进去，也要等收成的日子。
When you've sowed the seeds, you have to wait for the season of harvest.
神好像就是在他的创造里面放造了时间，要我们学习等候。
So God in His creation, it requires a waiting period for us to learn how to wait.
那为了要得到美好的东西，我们都要等人或者等成绩、等结果了。
In order to wait for something wonderful to happen, we have to be patient.
但是有一位我们更需要等。
But there is one that we have to wait for.
圣经说，你要等候神。
The Bible tells us that we have to wait for God.
好，我们来再来讲讲为什么需要等候神。
Now let's talk about why do we have to wait on the Lord.
圣经里面告诉我们第一点。
The Bible
因为凡事有神的定时。
The Bible tells us that the first reason is to everything there's a time.
我们看传道书的三章一节。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1.
传道书三章的第一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1.
凡事都有定期，天下万物都有定时。
To everything there's a season, a time for every purpose under heaven.
传道书第三章是非常有名的一段圣经。
This verse is very famous.
告诉我们凡事都有定期。
It tells us that there's a time for everything.
天下万物，就是所有的目的都有一个定时。
It says everything under heaven, and there's a time for every purpose under heaven.
时间是神所创造的，在物质界里面才存在。
Time exists in our material world, and it's created by God.
如果没有物质，都不需要有时间。
If there's no material, then we don't need time.
灵界就没有时间。
In the spiritual realm, there is no time.
我们呢，有时间。
But we have the concept of time.
一天24小时。
There's 24 hours in a day.
一年四季365天。
There's four seasons in a year and 365 days.
神安排啊，这个大自然啊，每一个季节、每一个时刻都有它该发生、该成长、该出现的事情。
God arranges so that there are certain things that will grow in different seasons.
所以第二节就说了，生有时，死有时，栽种有时，拔出所栽种的也有时。
So verse 2, it tells us a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted.
所以神在我们一生当中所有的事情啊，其实都安排好了。
So God has made arrangement for everything that happens in our life.
你什么时候出生？
the time when you are born.
在你没有出生之前，神就安排好。
It's already arranged by God before you were born.
你什么时候离世？
The time for you to die.
在你出生之前，神也安排好。
It's also arranged by God before you were born.
所以很多事情啊，不由得你来太过担心或者太过烦恼。
So there are many things that are out of our control, and we should not be worried about it.
这里也说啊，栽种有时，拔出所栽种的有时。
Here it says a time to plant and time to pluck what is planted.
春天就是栽种的时候。
Spring is a season for planting.
那秋天收割完了，哎，有时候都要送去把它收割、把它剪、把它挖出来了。
And autumn is a time for harvest. It's a time to pluck what has been planted.
啊，如果你来不及等。
But if you are impatient and you don't want to wait.
你今天种下去，下个礼拜你又想说你要吃那个果子。
You plant today and you expect to be able to eat from its fruit the next week.
你看它长得那么慢，哦，要拔它一下，帮助它一下。
And you see that the plant is growing so slowly and you try to pluck it out to try to help it grow faster.
你就违反了神设计的时间了。
Then you are going against the time designated by God.
像我们最近是蓝莓的季节，哇，蓝莓很好吃。
For example, this is the blueberry season and we all love blueberries.
我还可以去蓝莓园去采。
And we can go to blueberry farms to get it.
但是两个月之前去采就采不到。
But if you do it 2 months ago, then there wouldn't be any blueberries.
你硬要把它摘下来，那么又酸又小，不好吃。
If you pluck it out at that time, the blueberries would be very sour.
所以啊，一切都有定时。
So everything, for everything, there is a time.
我们看第十一节。
Now let's look at verse 11.
三章十一节。
Chapter 3, verse 11.
这里说神造万物各按其时成为美好。
He has made everything beautiful in its time.
所以既然神已经定了一个时候，这个事情出现是好的。
So since God has set a time for something to appear,
那我们就要等这个时候了。
Then let's wait for that time.
你不能太急。
Don't be too impatient.
神的时候还没有到啊，急就要完成这件事情。
You want to complete something before God's time has come.
你也不能太慢。
You can also not be too slow.
神都预备好了，你又不动作。
God has already prepared it for you, but you don't take actions.
所以我们要了解神的时候。
So we have to understand the timing of God.
第二点呢，我们的时候跟神的时候不太一样。
The second point, God's time is not the same as our time.
我们看约翰福音。
Let's turn to John.
第七章。
John chapter 7.
约翰福音的第七章。
John chapter 7.
我们看第五到第六节。
Verse 5 and 6.
约翰福音七章五到六节。
John chapter 7, verse 5 and 6.
请读。
For even his brothers did not believe in him, verse 6. Then Jesus said to them, My time has not yet come, but your time is always ready.
主耶稣在这个时候还没有真正的出去很多地方传福音。
At this time, Jesus had not ventured out to different places to preach the gospel.
他只在加利利那个地方稍微传讲一下，还没有到犹，不想再犹大地。
He only began to preach a bit in the land of Galilee.
所以他的弟兄就跟他说。
So his brother said to him,
你呀，要出名啊，不应该在这里，应该去犹大。
If you want to be famous, then don't stay here. Depart from here and go into the land of Judea.
因为那边人多。
Because there are so many people there.
又有圣殿。
There's also the holy temple.
他们呢讲这句话有点酸酸的，因为他们对耶稣也是半信半疑，也不是很真的是很支持他，相信他。
They said this sarcastically because they didn't really truly believe in the Lord Jesus and they didn't really support him.
就好像今天有人说，你要搞选举，你要做 campaign, 你不要在乡下，你要去首都啊，你要去人多的地方。
Just like today, when people are holding an election, then the consensus is that you should not be doing this in remote region, but you should try to get yourself elected in a more populated city.
但是主耶稣这里怎么回答？
But how did the Lord respond here?
就是说，我的时候还没有到。
Jesus said to them, "My time has not yet come."
你们的时候常常是方便的。
But your time is always ready.
我们思考这句话的意思啊。
Let's think about the meaning of this statement.
我们常常都想到我们自己。
We often think about ourselves.
我要的，我今天我就要拿到。
What I want it today.
我不想等待。
I don't want to wait.
所以现在哦，你看电视，马上一按，哇，那个电影就出来了，不用等了。
So now, when you watch television, you can choose to watch the movie you want whenever you turn it on.
你买东西按了那个 app， 直接去到餐馆就 pick up 了，不用等了。
When you want to purchase something, you can just do it through an app and you can get it instantly.
现在好像我们等待的时间越来越缩小。
It seems like the waiting time today is shortened.
因为科技让我们不太需要等。
Because technology has shortened our waiting time.
因为大家很不想等。
And everybody hates waiting.
所以现在的人呢，变得很没有耐性啊。
So nowadays we all become quite impatient.
再来排队买咖啡啊，等超过两分钟都会烦躁啊，说我的咖啡怎么还没来。
If we line up for more than 2 minutes to purchase a cup of coffee, then we get very annoyed.
以前的人啊，没有手机啊，不，那边排队等啊，就聊天了，等个15分钟还没聊完，哦，来了，哦，还在这边讲。
In the past, before the invention of mobile devices, when people wait in line, they chat with each other, and 10 minutes pass by very quickly before they know it.
现在的人不想讲话，也不想等。
Nowadays, we don't want to talk and we don't want to wait.
想要自己方便。
We just want our own convenience.
但是主耶稣这里说了，神的时候跟人的时候是不一样。
But the Lord Jesus said here that God's time is not the same as man's time.
我们想到了就是今天。
What we think about is today.
现在。
Right now,
马上
immediately.
但是神想到是永恒的将来。
But what God thinks of is eternity and the future.
我们要学习等候神。
So we have to learn to wait on God.
因为神的时间跟我们的时间不一样。
Because God's time is not the same as ours.
再来呀，神要用等待这个回事来训练我们的耐心跟信心。
Next, God wants to train us through this training, through this waiting process to be patient and to have faith.
耐心跟信心是两样非常好的品性跟灵修。
Patience and faith are two very good virtues.
你想想看，如果一个人没有耐心，他会怎么样？
Let's think about a person without patience. What would happen to him?
他会很烦躁。
He would get irritated all the time.
还有呢，他会很担心。
And he would be very worried about things.
怎么那么久？
Why is it taking so long?
然后很常会埋怨。
And he will complain a lot.
这个人呢，他心中没有平安的。
This type of people have no peace in their heart.
啊，这一代的孩子啊，是父母用科技给他们喂长大的。
The younger generation nowadays grew up with technology.
啊，他们接受的资讯很快。
They've been exposed to a lot of information.
但是结果呢，就是这一代的孩子呢，没有什么耐性。
But as a consequence, the younger generation right now have little patience.
因为以前呢，东西比较慢，你需要等。
Because in the past, whenever you want something, you usually have to wait.
啊，记得我读大学的时候，那个时候网络刚刚开始，在大学里面才有的用。
I remember when I was in college, the internet was only available in the school.
啊，那只有在电脑这个 computer science 那个部门有的用，我们要去开一个 account。
Excuse me, it's only available in the computer science department in the school, so we have to open an account there.
那个时候电脑很慢。
At that time, the computer was very slow.
一开始网络也没有图片可以看。
And initially, there's no photos that we can see on the internet.
Email 就一行行字的，什么都 graphic 都没有。
And email contains only one sentence or some text. There's no images contained in the emails.
后来开始有图片，你可以 download， 但是很慢。哇，但是 download 5分钟才一张图片。
Later on, you can start to download some photos, but it's very slow. It takes 5 minutes to download one photo.
但是我们还是很兴奋的，觉得说哇，等五分钟，这个图片就可以 download 下来，就可以看呢。
But we were still very excited because we only had to wait for 5 minutes for one photo and then we can enjoy it.
还可以用电话线就可以上到网哎。
And then we could use some telephone wire connection to get internet.
我们很期待。
We were very excited for it.
我们不会觉得它很慢。
We didn't feel like it was very slow.
哦，但现在呢，4G 啊，第四代的这个网络，我们都觉得太慢。
But now, even with 4G internet connection, we still feel like it's too slow.
等三秒钟，你觉得说这个网络为什么卡卡的
？If you wait for more than 3 seconds, you feel like there's something wrong with your internet connection.
我们已经变得越来越没有耐心。
We have become less and less patient.
一个没有耐心的人，他的信心没有办法产生出来。
A person without patience will not be able to produce faith.
因为信心是要对将来还没有发生的事情那种确定的接受跟相信。
Because faith is to be certain of what has not happened, something that would take place in the future.
那如果你没有耐心，你怎么会相信神呢？
But if you don't have patience, how would you believe in God?
所以神要训练我们的信心，就要培养我们的耐心。
So in order to train our faith, God will train our patience.
因为神的应许往往是需要我们经过等待才会实现的。
Because often God's promises will only be fulfilled through a waiting period.
如果你没有办法等,
if you're not able to wait,
你就会失去耐心跟信心。
Then you will lose patience and faith.
你就会失去祝福。
Then you will lose blessings.
那神呢, 给亚伯拉罕也是有这种的功课。
God has also given Abraham this homework to do.
神怎么训练亚伯拉罕等待?
How did God train Abraham to wait?
我们看创世纪的12章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 12.
创世纪12章。
Genesis chapter 12.
第四节。
Verse 4.
创世纪12章的第四节。
Genesis chapter 12, verse 4.
请读。
So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran.
神第一次跟亚伯兰显现的时候，亚伯兰已经75岁。When
God first appeared to Abraham, he was already 75 years old.
神答应他，你听我的话，你离开你的家乡去应许之地。
God promised him that if he listened to God and leave his hometown to the promised land,
我要使你为大,
he would make Abraham great.
你会成为大国,
he would turn into a great nation.
有大大的祝福给你,
and he will be blessed greatly.
好, 这个时候亚伯兰一个孩子都没有,
at this time, Abraham didn't have one single child.
结了婚几十年, 一个孩子都没有, 结果神说, 你以后的孩子要成为大国。
He was married for over decades, but he had no child. But at this time, God told him that he would have children that would turn into a great nation.
亚伯兰当然很高兴啊，就相信呢。
Of course, Abraham was very happy and he believed.
好了，结果等了很久。
Then after waiting for a long period,
都没有什么事情发生。Nothing
happened.
我们看16章。
Let's turn to chapter 16.
创世纪16章第3节。
Chapter 16, verse 3.
16章第3节。
Chapter 16, verse 3. Then Sarai, Abram's wife, took Hagar, her maid, the Egyptian, and gave her to her husband Abram to be his wife, after Abram had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan.
这里说亚伯兰已经等神等了十年了。Here
it says that God waited for God, sorry, Abraham waited for God for 10 years.
神说你要成为大国。God
said that your descendants would be into a great nation.
亚伯兰从75岁等到85岁。
Abram waited from the age of 75 to the age of 85.
从老等到很老,
from an old age to a really old age.
不是等10天, 也不是等10个月,
he didn't wait for 10 days or 10 months.
今天如果有人跟你说, 你等我啊, 我10天之后这个东西拿给你, 我看你也等不住, 哇, 我直接去你家好了, 我不要等10天。
Today, if some people were to tell you that wait for me, I will send this thing to you in 10 days, you probably would say, no, forget it, I'll just go to your house to pick it up.
今天你回email啊, 10个钟头不回啊,都被人家complain了, 说你看不着看了都不回啊, 信息一读不回, 10分钟你都不回, 啊?
Today, if you take 10 hours to reply to someone's email, people will criticize you saying that you have already read my message, but you didn't return it.
亚伯兰等了够久了吧?
So Abram waited for a long, long time.
10年，他的太太还没有生孩子。
10 years, and his wife still did not give birth.
等不住了。So
they couldn't wait anymore.
亚伯兰他的太太撒来等不住了。Abraham's
wife Sarai could not wait anymore.
动脑筋了。So
she started to think.
她跟亚伯兰说，这个使女夏甲是我从埃及带上来的，你跟她同房，从她要生孩子。
So she said, this is Hagar, the Egyptian, please lay with her and so that we can have children through her.
结果呢?
Then what happened?
生出了以实玛利。
Hagar gave birth to Ishmael.
不是神应许的孩子。
This is not a child out of God's promise.
以实玛利是以后亚拉伯人的祖先。
Ishmael is the ancestor for the Arabian.
到今天, 这些 Arabs 啊，所有的亚拉伯人都是跟以色列人是死敌啊，打对头的。And
even up to this very day, the Arabs stand in enmity with the Israelites.
虽然是跟以色列人是同一个爸爸亚伯拉罕，但是他们是敌人。Even
though they came from the same father Abraham, but they are enemies.
这里等到一半等不住了啊，这会自己产生问题。
So they waited halfway and they lose patience and they created trouble.
那神的计划是什么呢?
So what was God's plan?
其实是等到100岁的时候，亚伯兰100岁的时候才生应许的以撒。
In fact, God's time was for Abraham to wait until he was 100 years old to beget Isaac.
其实啊，再等15年就可以了。
So if they would have waited 15 years more, then they would have seen this.
所以呢，有时候你等不住啊，有没有试过？你等到一半跑走了，等到一半改变了，结果你的问题更多。So
sometimes during the waiting process, if you lose patience and you change your heart, then more trouble will fall on you.
所以我们信仰的一辈子的历程，就是要学习耐心等候神。
So our journey of faith, we have to learn to be patient and wait for God.
尤其是你自己觉得我耐心不够的话，更要学习。
Especially when you know that you lack patience, then you really have to try to learn this.
那为什么要学习等候神？
So why do we have to learn to be patient and wait on God?
我们先看诗篇33篇。Let's
first look at Psalm 33.
诗篇33篇20节。
Psalm 33, verse 20.
33:20.
Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield.
这里说为什么一个人能够等候?
Here it tells us why we are able to wait.
心中有绝对的信靠，才有办法等得下去。
It's only when we have complete trust in the Lord that we are able to continue on waiting.
譬如说你不相信这个巴士会来。 你不相信这台公车会来?
For example, if you don't believe that the bus will come.
你不相信这个 schedule?
If you don't believe in the schedule.
再等两分钟，你没有办法等下去，你没有办法相信。
You're not able to continue waiting for 2 more minutes because you don't believe the bus will come.
当然了，这个公车啊、飞机那些比较好等，因为你知道它什么时候来。
Of course, it's easier to wait for the bus or airplanes because you know when it will come.
但是等待神，等候神就比较不一样。But
waiting for God is different.
因为有时候神不会预先告诉你要等多久。Because
sometimes God doesn't tell you in advance how long you have to wait.
但是我们一定要对神有这种信靠的心。But
we must have this heart of reliance on God.
好，那我们来讲讲在哪几方面我们需要学习等候呢？
So let's talk about in which aspect do we have to learn to wait.
第一方面,
First aspect.
我们要学习等候神为我们预备的事情跟恩典。
We have to learn to wait for God's provisions and God's grace for us.
神在我们一生当中，在我们不同的时期时段都预备了恩典来给我们。
Throughout different points in our life, God has prepared different blessings for us.
我们要耐心的去等待。
We have to be patient and wait for them.
我们看创世纪的22章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 22.
22章的13节。
Chapter 22 verse 13.
22章的13节。
Chapter 22 verse 13.
13到14节。
13 and 14.
请读。
Then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked. And there behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by its thorn. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for burnt offering instead of his son.
14.
And Abraham called the name of the place the Lord will provide. As it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be provided.
这个故事我们都很熟悉。We're
all very familiar with this story.
神试验亚伯拉罕。
God tested Abraham.
告诉他你要献上你的独生子以撒。
God told him to offer up his only son Isaac.
这个看起来好像很不合理的要求。
This appeared to be an unreasonable request.
这个儿子是你要给我100岁的时候才给我太太生的。
This son was given to him by God at an age of 100 years old.
还有说透过他我要成为大国。
And God also told him that through Isaac, he'll be made into a great nation.
但是你现在要叫我把他献上。
But now you want me to offer him up.
非常不合理。
This is completely unreasonable.
非常不人道。
And this is inhumane.
有时候啊，神的要求啊，在人看来好像很不合理，很不人道。
Sometimes from a human perspective, God's requests appear unreasonable and inhuman.
为什么要我这样做？
But why did God ask him to do this?
当然了，神在这个故事里面是考验亚伯拉罕的信心。
Of course, in this story, we know that God was testing the faith of Abraham.
合理的要求可以叫做训练。
A reasonable request can be a training.
不合理的要求叫做考验。
and unreasonable request is test.
对，神就是这样讲，你信不信得下去？
So yes, this is what God has requested. Do you believe?
有没有办法顺服？
Are you able to submit?
还是你觉得我不要，这个太难了？
Or do you just conclude that I don't want this because this is too hard?
这个亚伯拉罕他相信神。
Abraham believed in God.
好，神叫我献上，我就献上吧。
So God asked me to offer up my son, so I will do this.
他心中就是只有顺服神。
In his heart, he knew to have complete submission.
结果在他拿着准备伸手拿刀要献上他儿子的时候。
Then at the very moment when he lifted up his hand to try to kill his son.
神说我已经看到你的心了。
The Lord said that I have looked into your heart.
你没有留下你的独生儿子不给我。
You have not spared your only son from me.
哎，这个时候亚伯兰转眼一看。
And at this time, Abraham turned.
有一只公羊啊，那个角被卡在树那边。
And he saw a ram caught in a thicket by its horns.
神就叫他
by its horns.
把它拿来，把它用来燔祭，代替你的儿子。
So God asked him to get this ram and offer it up in place of his son.
这句话，亚伯拉罕呢，就给那个地方起名叫耶和华，就神呢，神必预备，耶和华以勒。
Then Abraham called the place, the Lord will provide.
这句话很好，耶和华以勒，很多基督徒都知道这句话的意思。
This is a very wonderful phrase.
这个故事告诉我们什么？
And what does this story tell us?
有些时候我们很担心我们自己的人生。
A lot of times we're so worried about our life.
尤其是最近那个景气很不好，要这个疫情还没结束。
Especially recently, the economy took a downturn and pandemic has not ended.
我的工作会不会保得住呢？
Oh, am I able to keep my job?
或者我被裁员了，什么时候才找到新的工作呢？
What if I get laid off? When can I find a new job?
我都没生意，到底生意在哪里呢？
Where are all my businesses?
我的婚姻到底安排在哪里呢？
And has God arranged for my marriage yet?
其实很多东西我们担心不完。
There are so many things, and if we worry about them, it's endless.
他这个故事真的给我们非常大的启发。
And this story gives us a really good lesson.
很多东西你控制不到。
There are a lot of things you cannot control.
但是你要相信，神在某一个角落、某一个时间点、某一个时刻，就会给你出现你需要的。
But you have to believe that at a certain time, in a certain corner of the world, God will provide you with what you need.
是一切都已经预备好，只是还没有端出来给你看而已。
Everything has been arranged for. It's just that it has not been revealed to you.
你不需要担心那一些。
You don't have to worry.
你需要只需要担心一点。
There's only one thing you have to worry.
你对神有没有信心
？Do you have faith in God?
你有没有按照神的要求去做的
？Do you do in accordance with God's request?
神叫你怎么做，你就怎么做。
What God has asked of you, you do it the same.
如果你要把神放你的生命当中的第一位。
If you put God as first in your life,
神帮你预备一切啊。
Then God will provide everything for you.
今生的、永生的都预备好。
Whether in this life or the next.
但是这个预备不是你今天祷告了，明天就拿到，不是这个意思。
But God's provision is not that you pray for it today and then you will get something tomorrow.
有时候神会考验你。
Sometimes God will test you.
等到最后一点面粉、最后一点油都用完了，那个预备才会出现。
Until the very last flour and the very last oil is used up, then God's provision will appear to you.
你自己完全都没办法了，神开路了。
When there's no other ways that you can do for yourself, then God will open a way for you.
这是神会为爱他的人所预备的。
God will prepare for those who love Him.
我们看哥林多前书的第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
第九节。
First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9.
哥林多前书二章九节。
First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. But as it is written, "Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love Him."
哇，这句话很宝贵。
This is such a precious verse.
圣经讲了，神为爱他的人所预备的。
The Bible tells us God has prepared for those who love Him.
神为谁预备
？Who has God prepared for?
神为那个爱他的人预备啊。
Those who love Him.
就像父母，孩子都还没有生下来。
Just like parents, before their child is born.
尿布也买好，床也买好，奶粉也一堆。
They've already prepared diapers and baby bed.
啊, car seat 啊, 什么都买好了,
as well as car seats.
为什么? 因为父母爱儿女。
Why? Because they love their child.
明明就是三个月之后,半年之后才需要用的,他都买好了。
Even 3 months or half a year before the child is due, they've already purchased everything.
这里不用担心,
so you don't have to worry.
你只需要去爱神,
all you need to do is to love God.
神就为你预备一切,
and God will prepare everything for you.
那这里所说的预备啊, 不是人可以想象的, 眼睛未曾看见, 耳朵未曾听见。
And here, the provision referred to is not as we have imagined, because it says, eyes has not seen nor ears heard.
啊, 这个是预备什么?
So what is this provision about?
这是救恩,
this is salvation.
神为我们预备将来天国的永生的盼望。
God has prepared the hope of eternity in heaven.
所以我们要等候神的预备。
So we have to wait for the provision of God.
将来要进天国。
In the future, we will be able to enter into heaven.
其实我们基督徒一辈子都在等待啊，都在等候神呢。
In fact, as Christians, we are waiting for God our entire life.
再来。 我们要等待什么?
Next, what do we have to wait for?
我们要等候神的公义。
We have to wait for God's righteousness.
因为神的公义的彰显有时候是要时间，不是马上。
Because sometimes the manifestation of God's righteousness takes time. It's not immediate.
我们看诗篇的73篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 73.
诗篇73篇。
Psalm 73.
73篇的第三节
Psalm 73:3 For I was envious of the boastful when I saw the prosperity of the wicked.
第四节
Verse 4 For there are no pains in their death, but their strength is firm.
啊, 这里诗人呢, 他写说他自己的心里很不平衡。
Here, the psalmist described the heart of a feeling of injustice in his heart.
不平衡到啊, 差点他在信仰上面跌倒了, 就是第二节说, 差点滑倒了。
To the point that he almost fell in his faith.
为什么他会滑倒? 差点滑倒。
Why was he almost tripped and stumbled?
因为一般的想法就是好人有好报，那坏人就被天报。
Because common sense tells us that good will be repaid with good and bad with bad.
但是他所看到的不是这样。
However, what he saw was not so.
他看到的是什么啊?
What did he see?
他说那些坏人啊，他们呢吃的胖胖的，活很长命。
He saw the prosperity of the wicked.
第七节形容啊，那些坏人呐，吃的太胖了，胖到那个眼睛都凸出来。
Verse 7 described that the wicked had such an abundance in food that they ate until their eyes bulged out.
那想要什么有什么。And
they could have more than their heart wished.
好像非常如意。It
seems like everything was going so well for them.
但是转过脸来，他看那些敬畏神的人啊，那些守规矩、守道理的人呢，整天在受苦啊。
But instead, he turned and looked at those who follow God's commandments and teachings, and they are in suffering every day.
很穷啊。
They were in poverty.
那些坏人呢，哦，越来越有钱呢。
But the wicked grew wealthier and wealthier.
所以他就很不平衡，觉得说信神有什么用。
So he felt a sense of injustice, and he thought that it's of no use to believe in God.
第十三节,
Verse 13.
我们看第十二节,
Verse 12.
十二节, 这里说, 看啊,这就是恶人, 他们常想安逸, 财报便加增, 第十三节,
Verse 13.
这里说了, 我实在突然接近我的心, 突然洗手表明无辜了。 你看,他说, 我信神没有用了。
So here he said that it's of no use to believe in God.
真的有时候啊，你看到社会上面呢，很多一些现象。
Truly, a lot of times when you see the news that's taking place in society.
这些坏人，这些不守规矩的，怎么会生活得那么好啊？
Those bad people, those wicked, they are living a good life.
甚至有时候我们看身边信仰不好的人啊，犯罪的人，他们好像做事情也很社会上面也很顺利啊。
Even when we look around us, sometimes for people that have sinned, that doesn't follow their faith, they are going very well.
那个守道理的哦，生意又失败，有时候也得癌症，有时候就生病。 怎么会这样子呢？神到底在哪里啊？
But those that have kept God's teachings, they might have fallen sick, they have cancer, and their business failed. And you wonder, why would this be? Where is God?
有一些人就祷告不下去了。
So some people could not keep up with their prayers anymore.
圣经也看不下去了。
And they no longer read the Bible.
其实你不要担心，你不是唯一一个人有这样想法。
Do not be worried. You are not the only one thinking this way.
写圣经的人啊，都有这个想法。
Even the writer of the Bible also have this thinking.
他差点滑倒。
He almost stumbled.
为什么他差点滑倒？
Why did he almost stumble?
因为他看的是当时候那个现在。
Because he was looking at what was taking place at that time.
没有错，此时此刻你这样比较的话，真的有信没信没差，甚至不信的可能更好。
True, if you make a comparison at that point in time, those who believe might be worse off than those who do not.
人家不信，比你有钱，比你顺利，比你发达。
The unbelievers are more prosperous, richer than you, and they have a they live a longer life than you.
但是呢，诗人后来有一个转折点。
But the psalmist in the end had a turning of heart.
他开始学习等候神。
He started to learn to wait on God.
我们看第十六节。
Let's look at verse 16.
十六节，我思索怎么能明白这事，眼看时隙为难。十七节。
17.
等我进了神的圣所，思想他们的结局。十八节。
18.
你实在把他们安置在滑地。使他们掉在沉沦之中。十九节。
19.
他们转眼之间成了何等的荒凉，他们被惊恐灭尽了。第二十节。
20.
人睡醒了怎么样看梦？主啊，你醒了也必照样轻看他们的形象。哇，这里啊，神让诗人明白，原来不是这样子的。
So here God opened the heart of the psalmist to realize that it is not what he had thought.
他之前没有等候神。
Before he did not pray to God.
他用自己的角度去看事情。
He was looking at things from his own perspective.
但是等他进入了神的圣所。
But then he entered into the sanctuary of God.
就是用属灵的角度去看人生。
Which means to start to look at life through a spiritual perspective.
诶，他看到的东西就不一样了。
Then he started to see different things.
那些人现在很发达，很长命，财宝很多。
The wicked might enjoy prosperity, longevity, and wealth at this moment.
但是，将会发生一件事情。
But in the future, something will happen.
转眼之间，神会把他们的一切都拿走。
In the blink of an eye, God will take away everything they have.
他们一死了，财宝也没有用。
The moment they die, their wealth cannot help them.
一死了，被神下到阴间，下到地狱。
When they die, they would go into Hades or hell.
他们所拥有的一切啊，只是一场梦而已啊。
And everything they have was just as if it's a dream, and it's of no use to them anymore.
而敬畏神的人，他虽然这一辈子有一些过得很辛苦。
But those who revere God might have a tough life in this life.
但是神给他们预备的是永生的盼望。
But God has prepared the eternal hope for them.
所以神的审判是有需要时间来证明。
So God's judgment will be revealed in time.
不是马上。
It's not instant.
如果你不等待的话，你会失去信心。
If you don't know how to wait, then you will lose faith.
最近我看了一个新闻。
Recently, I read the news.
加拿大收了很多难民嘛。
Canada has taken in a lot of refugees.
那差不多十多年前，有一个非洲的赖比瑞亚 （Liberia）。有一个人申请难民来到加拿大。
Around 10 years ago, someone from Liberia in Africa applied for refugee status into Canada.
那加拿大就给他来了。
And it was granted to him.
因为加拿大实在太好了，给太多不同的人难民的资格。
Because Canada is actually very gracious and has granted many people refugee status.
那你申请难民，政府要调查你的背景。
So when you apply to be a refugee, the government will look into your background.
一查，哎，原来这个人背景不简单。
And when the government look into it, they realize that this person has a very unique background.
原来这个人啊，来加拿大之前在赖比瑞亚是那些儿童兵团啊，控制那些小孩子去打仗、去杀人，这是非常不好的一个人。
Before coming to Canada, this person was involved in training children to be soldiers.
还有呢，是支持那个独裁政权的 一个军事的分子。
And he was in a military group that supported dictatorship.
啊，所以这种人呢是不应该可以来到加拿大的。
So this kind of people should not be allowed into Canada.
但是竟然政府那时候就给他来。
But surprisingly, the government granted him refugee status.
知道他这样子，又没有把他遣送回去。
They knew his background, but they would not send him back.
一来就来了这边十几年，都没有给他走。
And he stayed here for more than 10 years.
啊，但是呢，后来呢，前几个礼拜
，A few weeks ago,
他在街上就被人家用枪打死了。
He was shot to death on the street.
原来他在加拿大又干起一些不法的勾当。
So, people found out that he started to engage in illegal activities in Canada.
最后还是被人家打死。
And in the end, he was shot to death.
啊，所以这告诉我们什么
？So what does this tell us?
有时候神的公义啊，一个人的人生很长，神的公义的彰显也需要时间。
Life is very long, and God's justice and righteousness takes time to happen.
就算今生没有报应。
Even if there's no retribution and punishment in this life,
我们要知道永生比今生长太多了。
We have to know that eternal life is so much longer than this life.
所以真的要等候神。
So truly, we have to wait on God.
不要因为啊别人的一些待遇啊，或者是没有被审判，你就很不平衡。
Don't feel that the world and God is so unjust just because some wicked go unpunished.
没有错，这个世界是越来越坏。
It's true that this world is getting worse and worse.
但是我们等候神的审判。
But let's wait for God's justice.
再来第三点。
Next.
我们要等候基督的再临。
We have to wait for the second coming of Christ.
我们看罗马书的第八章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
啊，罗马书八章十九节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 19.
罗马书八章十九节。
Chapter 8, verse 19.
受造之物切望等候神的众子显出来。
For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God.
二十节，因为受造之物浮在虚空之下，不是自己愿意，乃是那叫他如此的。
20. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope.
啊，第二十一节。
21.
受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制，得享神儿女自有的荣耀。
21. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God.
啊，到底这里讲什么
？So what does this tell us?
神创造万物的时候啊，万物都在歌颂神啊，那整个世界都是美好的。
When God has created everything in this world, everything was praising God and exalting His goodness.
但是自从人犯罪了之后
，But ever since man sinned,
万物都浮在虚空之下。
Then everything is subjected to futility.
受造的物，包括人之外，还有动物啊，他们也过得很辛苦啊。
All creation, including animals and men, they are living in suffering.
因为这个世界太多败坏了。
Because there are so much corruption in the world.
其实人败坏啊，动物也在受苦。
In fact, when humans are corrupted, animals also suffer.
我们加拿大北边不是很多北极熊吗？
In the north of Canada, we have a lot of polar bears.
我们看到这个图片，现在北极熊也瘦瘦的，都没得吃。
Now we see a lot of photos online that the polar bears have become so skinny because they are out of food.
因为人类把环境改变了。
Because man has changed the environment.
啊，它北极熊也找不到鱼吃了。
And polar bears could no longer find fish to eat.
人就更不用讲。
And humans are even more so.
这里二十二姐说。一切都是叹息劳苦，直到如今。
Here in verse 22, it says the whole creation groans and labors with birth pains together until now.
弟兄姐妹，我们每天的生活是不是叹息跟劳苦
？Brothers and sisters, do we fill with our everyday life with groanings and labor?
没工作，叹息说：“哎呀，我什么时候找到工作
？”When we don't have a job, we groan about when we will be able to get a job.
有工作，你又叹息说。哎，好辛苦啊
！When we have a job, then we complain that this is too hard.
啊，那现在 work from home 啊，现在在家里工作，好不好还是不好
？So now that a lot of people are working from home, is this good?
我看大部分人还是 complain 说在家工作更辛苦。
I think most people are still complaining that they're even working harder when they work from home.
孩子在旁边又要煮饭，又要看功课，又要自己做自己的事，根本没时间停啊。
Because the children are bothering you, and you have to cook for them, and you have to do other housework.
好啊，叹息啊，劳苦啊。
So groaning and laboring all day long.
你就等着退休。
And you're waiting for the day of your retirement.
好了，结果你真的退休了，又叹息了。
Now comes the day of your retirement, then you groan even more.
哎呀，好无聊。
啊、this is so boring.
我的孩子都不会回来看我。
My children don't come back to visit me.
孙子也不理我。
My grandchildren are not paying any attention to me.
住得远远的，平常也见不到面。
They live so far from me, I'm not able to see them on my daily life.
啊、有一些老人家叹息说，哎呀，身体很不好。
Some seniors, they groan about their ill health.
因为你退休，代表你的身体已经慢慢退化了。
Because as you retire, your health goes down.
退休之后，退化得更快。
After retirement, a lot of people, their health becomes to get worse very fast.
每天在家里就，唉，又过一天了。
And every day at home, they groan about the passing of another day.
这个就是人生啊。
This is life.
叹息劳苦虚空中啊。
Filled with groaning and laboring.
但是我们有一个等待，我们跟没有信的人也不一样。
But we are different with unbelievers because we are waiting for something.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
不但如此，就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等候得着儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体得赎。
Not only that, but we also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body.
本来我们是叹息，跟一般人一样。
Initially, we are groaning just like everyone else.
但是我们这有圣灵的那个人啊。
But for those who have the Holy Spirit,
我们有神儿子的盼望。
We have the hope of adoption to be the sons of God.
我们等，虽然身体在退化。
So even as our body wastes away,
但是我们在等待身体得赎。
But we are waiting for the redemption of our body.
有一天呢，这个身体哦，主耶稣把我们改变成为灵体。
That one day our body will be changed by the Lord Jesus into a spiritual being.
我们不会带着这个会痛啊、老化、腰酸背痛的身体去天国，这个身体没有用了。
We are not carrying our physical body with all sorts of illness and aches into heaven.
我们是等神把我们的身体改变，把我们接近永恒的天国。
But we are waiting for God to change our physical body into a spiritual being when He takes us up to heaven.
这个就是我们的等待，最后的等待。
This is our hope and our wait.
我们不是说很怕那一天来到，我很怕死哦。
We shouldn't be afraid of the coming of that day to be afraid to die.
如果当一个基督徒啊，当他说很怕见主耶稣的面啊，很怕主耶稣把你接走啊，那你信那一辈子有点问题。
If as a Christian, your whole life you are afraid of seeing the Lord Jesus face to face to be received into the heavenly home, then there is something wrong with the faith.
因为你觉得世界很可爱，天国很可怕，所以就要不要去。
If you think that this world is so attractive and heaven is so terrifying and you don't want to go.
对保罗来说，如果有得选的话，我宁愿跟神在一起。
Then that's not good. For Paul, if he was given a choice, he would choose to be with the Lord.
那只是因为工作还没有做完，教会还需要我，所以暂时还要留在这边。
But because his work in this world was not done and the church still needed him, so he temporarily stayed a bit longer in this world.
所以他每天都在等待，哎，主耶稣什么来接我？
So every day he was waiting for the reception of the Lord Jesus of him into heaven.
我们看雅各书，最后看雅各书第五章，我们要等待这个。
Lastly, let's turn to James chapter 5.
五章的第七节。
James chapter 5, verse 7.
弟兄啊，你们要忍耐，直到主来。看啊，农夫忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产，直到等到秋雨春雨。你们也当忍耐，坚固你们的心，因为主来的日子近啊。
Therefore, be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it receives the early and latter rain. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand.
农夫要辛苦好几个月，每天浇水，那个菜啊、瓜啊，才有的收成嘛。
In order to have harvest of their crop, the farmer have to labor intensively for many months.
我们等主耶稣来也是一样。
It's the same when we wait for the coming of the Lord.
主来的日子越来越近。
The day of the coming of the Lord is at hand.
你在警醒等待吗？
Are you vigilantly waiting?
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
208首。
208.